This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Did you know Instacart delivers more than groceries? You can get tech, beauty, office supplies, sporting goods, and more, all delivered right to your door in as fast as an hour. So whether you're cooking dinner or your phone charger is cooked, you can save yourself multiple trips by shopping over 1,000 stores in the Instacart app. Visit Instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night to you. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern time. 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you, everybody listening all over North America. Consider yourselves lucky, because this is when we get started. 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to follow us, it's very simple. It is at JR Sport Brief. If you want to call us, it's very simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I don't know if this is a bold proclamation. The NBA is back. How about that, right? The NBA All-Star break is done. The NBA All-Star game is in the rearview mirror. And now we can just focus in on the actual basketball. But do you want to? March Madness for the NCAA is just around the corner. The NFL is already taking care of the headlines. I mean, last night we spent so much time talking about teams that are in a very precarious situation, trying to figure out how they move forward. Do they draft a QB? Do they not draft a quarterback? Do they trade their draft picks? I gave you a top six list last night of NFL teams who have to, quote-unquote, hit it big. You can go ahead and take a listen to that on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead and hit rewind if you missed it. Tonight, unfortunately, I have to talk about a few serious subjects. We mentioned it briefly last night. The Alabama Crimson Tide has one of the best basketball teams in the country right now. Their star player is also a key witness in an investigation of a young lady who was murdered. Not the best of circumstances. I do want to talk to you about the frequent alcohol use in the NFL during parades, and we'll kind of stretch that out. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Alcohol usage. I hope that's not something that you're participating in right now, especially if you happen to be behind a wheel. But there are some fans in Kansas City that they aren't too fond about what happened at the Chiefs parade last week. We'll get into that. Los Angeles Lakers are back in action against the Warriors. Looks like we're going to have a few weeks before we see Steph Curry. The Lakers obviously sending Russell Westbrook over to the Clippers. So we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. I said this already. If you want to talk to me on social media, it's simple, at JR Sport Brief. If you want to call up, it's very simple, 855-212-4CBS. But before we do anything, super producer and host, Dave Shepard. How are you tonight, Dave? You good?
I'm always good with you, JR. Appreciate you asking, man. The NBA is back, and James Harden looking like the Harden of old, JR. What a sight for Philadelphia sports fans.
So I know you're in I'm in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
You're in New York City. The game right now is what's the score? Is it 105, 103, something, give or take, right?
Yep, 76ers have the ball, 40 seconds left, and James Harden is in, Tobias Harris, with a clutch three from the corner, JR, they now take a 106-105 lead over the Grizzlies.
So the Sixers lead the Grizzlies, and James Harden tonight has 31 points, 7 assists, 7 rebounds. He is 10 of 16 from the field overall. You're excited? So we've had an entire NBA All-Star break. I don't know where these guys went. They could have gone to Mexico. They could have stayed home. They could have pretended to take a photo on the beach. But we've had a few days without NBA basketball.
Yeah.
You're excited about this crap?
So, JR, so you, again, you're hosting a national show right now. James Harden, just, I don't know if you saw it. He dove on the floor. I mean, he went stretched out like it's an NBA Finals game. Somehow taps it in simultaneously to Joel Embiid, who flushed it down on the other end. 76ers up 3. You know, so much of the spotlight and the narrative of the NBA season has been about the Lakers and LeBron and the scoring record, and then Russell Westbrook and him not fitting in, and now going to the Clippers and Giannis and Chris Middleton, and how that's going to, you know, come to fruition in the Eastern Conference. But the 76ers, Jared, they're not talked about a whole hell of a lot. And so Harden, you know, when he didn't make the All-Star team, that was an omission, and no one talked about that. We talked about De'Aaron Fox. We talked about Jalen Brunson. No one mentioned James Harden's name. They mentioned Tyrese Halliburton, but not Harden. So for him to be doing what he's doing in year 14, when all the criticism he's faced with his Houston days and how that ended, and then him not, you know, putting it together in Brooklyn, obviously, it's just really good to see James Harden starting to get the recognition this season that he is deserving of.
And he's always been awesome, man. He has. And the 76ers, they are championship contenders when it comes down to the Eastern Conference. And sure, if they can advance past the Eastern Conference, they are championship contenders. It's just very difficult for me to look at the last approximately 20 games left here in the regular season and be excited. The NBA calendar, Shep, tonight is full. James Harden, God bless his soul, tonight he has 31 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. As you mentioned, Philadelphia is trying to hold on here, 108-105, and that's not the only game. Like, we have the Spurs and the Mavericks, who cares? In a few minutes, the Lakers and the Warriors are going to tip off. We have the Blazers and the Kings. The Nuggets just beat the Cavaliers. So the NBA is back following that crap All-Star weekend that we got.
What happened in the All-Star game, by the way? I'm sorry, I might have missed it.
Yeah, I'll run through it real quick. Mac McClung won slam dunk.
I heard.
Yeah, you did. The All-Star game was garbage. Nobody played. Nobody wanted to compete. Nobody did a damn thing. It was terrible.
So, JR, let me run something by you very quickly. USA versus the world. You know every team is going to play with a lot of pride if they're representing the world and USA, respectively.
So, this is my initial thought. Without too much thought, to be honest, the international team would wax the United States of America. Am I wrong?
I mean, LeBron, Tatum.
They would actually. Well, so let me go back.
Yeah, KD, if he's healthy, Steph.
They
Dame.
Would actually play.
Yeah.
At that point.
Correct.
If Giannis, Embiid, Jokic, who am I missing?
Luka.
Oh, my God.
Laurie, yeah. SGA.
Oh, Canada. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right.
They would be forced to play a competitive All-Star game.
Hell yeah, they are.
It's not going to happen, though. Nobody wants to go out there and nobody wants to play hard. There's no impetus to do so. And so, as you mentioned, Shep, yeah, the NBA is back tonight. We have a full slate of games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Nine. There are nine NBA games tonight. Nine. I'm not rushing to see the Pistons play the Magic. No, thank you. By the way, the Magic won 108 to 106, so that was a competitive game. I ain't trying to rush to see that garbage. The NBA has work to do. Like, in all honesty, I'm waiting for March Madness. I want to see who can continue to emerge on the amateur ranks. Yeah, those are air quotes when I say amateur. These dudes are making money. And then I want to go into the NBA playoffs. I'm in no rush. Like, we know the teams that are going to be competing for a championship. We know them. It's going to be a team like, I don't know, the Boston Celtics. It will be the Milwaukee Bucks. It'll be a team like Philadelphia. Cleveland will have an opportunity and a chance to finally go to the postseason and make some noise with this squad. Denver. Nikola Jokic gets no respect. His peers didn't even vote him in. Well, let me not say that. Let me back up. Giannis and LeBron did not select this man for their teams. Jokic had to step down from the stage.
Yep.
And basically select himself. Like, what are you doing here? That's the Denver Nuggets. They have the best record in the Western Conference. The Memphis Grizzlies are number two, and they haven't necessarily shown themselves to be mature. You have the Los Angeles Clippers, who just picked up Russell Westbrook. You have the Phoenix Suns, who just got one of the best scorers in the NBA, in Kevin Durant. The NBA, the playoffs, are wide open. Anybody can win it. That doesn't mean I have to be excited on Shep, what's today? Today's date is Thursday, what? February 23rd?
You would be correct.
I don't care. I'm going to watch college. I'll watch the pros. A matter of fact, tomorrow night, I'm going to go see the Atlanta Hawks play. They're going to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're probably going to get smoked, but I'm going to go watch because I love basketball. I sure as hell don't expect anything from the Hawks.
JR, last time your team made a coaching change middle of the season, they almost made the NBA Finals.
What team is that?
Your Hawks.
My Hawks? They ain't my Hawks.
Well, I mean, you know that team pretty, you know, backwards and forwards.
Yeah, they're not my Hawks, though. They just...
It's the same core, and they're even more experienced, and you can make a legitimate argument that Murray's a little bit of an upgrade from Herter. No disrespect with his shooting prowess.
I wouldn't say so.
Ooh.
I think that's one of their major issues. The Atlanta Hawks right now, they don't have the ability to shoot. They're trying to figure out how to spread the basketball out between Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. That's an issue. Those questions did not exist when Kevin Herter was here. Kevin Herter gets the ball. He shoots the ball. He shoots it at a high clip. Trae Young has less thinking to do. Good luck to the Hawks tomorrow. With everything going on in the world of sports right now, the NBA just returned tonight to finish up the final 20 games of its season. You have hockey continuing on. You have Major League Baseball, whose teams are currently in spring training in both Arizona and Florida. The NFL, the Super Bowl was last week, and the conversation still goes on as to which quarterback will go here, which quarterback will go there. We're still getting that. There ain't no games for another 9 months, 8 months. If you love sports, this is a cool time of the calendar. Somehow, some way, everybody's active. I like all sports. I love the NBA, but to be honest, right now, I don't give a damn. I want to see who comes back. I want to see who's healthy. I want to see what they can do over the next 20 games, and is it going to make a difference? If you're at the bottom now, you are likely to be at the bottom through the offseason. If you're at the top now, yeah, ain't nothing going to change. What's the biggest change? The Phoenix Suns getting their hands on Kevin Durant? Everybody else can go ahead and just eat their dust. Because if Durant is healthy and Chris Paul is healthy and DeAndre Ayton is healthy and Booker is healthy, man, they're a tough out. That's four dudes. Maybe three out of the four definitely has to be healthy. And if you had to think about that, DeAndre Ayton can just go outside and find another job. The NBA is back. I wish I was excited. And I think a lot of their fans feel the same way, especially coming off of that garbage All-Star game, which was basically the lowest watched All-Star game in NBA history. You can't put lipstick on a pig. The NBA is back. I'm happy that it is. But outside of a few matchups here and there, wake me up when the regular season's done and we can go ahead and look towards real basketball in the playoffs. My apologies if your team is maybe on the border. That means your team probably sucks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot to do here over the next 4 hours. If you want to holler at me, you know how to do it. The number is very simple, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I talked about the Phoenix Suns. I talked about the NBA. It looks like we will have Kevin Durant back very, very soon. I'll give you an update. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The NBA is back for the stretch run. After serving us up all of that trash and garbage on All-Star, Sunday night during the All-Star game, All-Star Saturday night. Thank you, Mac McClung, for actually giving us a decent product to watch. The regular season games are back. And as I sit here right now in the studio, the Los Angeles Lakers, they are hosting and beating the Golden State Warriors to a score of 19-13. It's been reported that Steph Curry should be back in about a week or two, a week's time. He's progressing. That should be the case. And the Los Angeles Lakers, with no Steph Curry, they're winning. Malik Beasley has 8 points. LeBron James has 0 points. And it's LeBron James. So who cares what the hell he's doing right now? I'll keep you up to date on that game as we continue on. The Lakers have so many different moving pieces, so many different moving parts. You have no idea. Well, I know they want to go to the postseason. I'm not confident that they'll go out there and win a championship. That's something that LeBron James is going to have to wait on for a few more years. And right before the break, we didn't talk about active teams playing right now this moment. But we did take a look at the fact that the league is back. That what they left us with over Sunday was garbage. An All-Star game that nobody could be interested in because it wasn't a game. It was more like a walkthrough. Even the dunks throughout the process. Oh, yeah, sure, exciting. Here you get a little bit of a lob, but I mean, damn. People want to see competitiveness. We didn't get that. And so that's why the remainder of the NBA season, although we'll discuss it if there is a major move, it's going to be a waste of time. Let's just move towards March Madness. Let's crown a champion, and then let's go ahead and move towards the NBA playoffs. That's it. What else is there to see in a regular season? Quinn Snyder getting the job for the Hawks? Russell Westbrook fitting in with the Clippers? How broken is the face of Jaylen Brown? Is Jokic actually going to get some respect from his peers? Is he going to beat and demand the respect out of them? Y'all selected me basically last in the All-Star game. Me and a young dude, Lauri Markkanen, get out of here. Wounds take time to heal. But between now and the NBA's postseason, I'll watch the games. I'm going to watch me some college hoops. I'm going to watch. Shep, what else can I watch between now and the NBA playoffs? Am I missing anything?
No, the Masters, I'm thinking the Masters is a little beforehand, right?
Golf. Yeah. I was like, the Masters? What Marvel movie is that?
Yeah, will Tiger make the cut? He's not winning. But I think that's going to have some garner interest for some people.
I hope Tiger Woods relaxed on the jokes, too. Is he done with the jokes?
Man, I hope so, because that was more insulting than it was joking. I'm trying to think.
Nothing.
I mean, to see, you know, McDavid continue to tear up the NHL, right? Ovechkin's back from the death of his father. I think people are interested to see how much longer he can go. He's the goal record is in sight. Gretzky's goal record, which you thought was once unattainable.
Nothing. Done. Nothing. No, it's done. So basically, we can just wait until the postseason. Like, there's no need for me to watch more bat. Well, Kevin Durant should be. When is he coming back? Like next week?
So they're saying that Sunday. So obviously he was in. He was doing a little bit of working out today. He was not on the court per se. Sunday looks like it's a no-go as well. They're being more cautious than they probably should be, but I understand, given his injury history, he's going to be back at the earliest by next week.
There is no, like, what's the big deal? There's no rush to bring Kevin Durant back. Like, what's the rush?
Well, there's none. Other than the fact that you have CP3 in year 18, and
oh my
the
God.
The wind and JR, like, his window was closing, like, and you know, a healthy CP3 is more often Darth than it does actually exist. So when you do have CP3 on the floor, you got to take advantage of this window.
You do. So what do you think? Chris Paul is there for at minimum two more years?
Well, he again, contractually yes, but in actuality no, because Chris Paul, more often than not, at this point of his career, we saw it even when he was on the court in the NBA Finals, gets hurt. So you have to make the most of this Kevin Durant stint in CP3's year 18. And that West, Jerry, you were talking about it, man. That's a tough. I understand there's parity right now in the NBA, and it is wide open, as you alluded to. But at the same time, there are some really good teams in the West. You got a healthy Jamal Murray now. He's back off that ACL. He's looking like the old Jamal Murray, the bubble Jamal Murray, when he was going against Donovan Mitchell. Mm. That's going to be a tough out for any team, JR. And you got to assume, I know the Pelicans are falling back, and they have significantly so, with Ingram being out for a while and Zion being out for what seems like forever.
Whoa. Zion plays basketball?
he'll be back at some point. That's going to be a tough out.
Does he eat or does he play ball?
I hope if he does eat. I hope now it's under the tutelage and the direction and the umbrella
of a dietitian.
Of a dietitian, exactly.
Yeah, a New Orleans dietitian. That sounds terrible.
There's some good dietitians even.
Oh, okay.
Even New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. My apologies to all the real dietitians in New Orleans not feeding you. Sugar and beignets. My apologies.
By the way, not to totally crap on. You know, Dwayne Johnson and such. But
The
notice,
Rock.
Yeah, but notice.
Wait. Let's back up.
Yeah.
Let's give you some room.
Right.
Go ahead. Take a crap on the Rock.
Well, no. It's we know that at the box office, he has not been exactly Tom Cruise this past year in terms of box office, and then we know the XFL weekend debut. I don't think it really was a whopping success, And right. So when you did allude to all the things that you're looking forward to after March Madness, before the NBA playoffs does get started, the XFL, forget being on the forefront of your mind, it wasn't even in the background of your mind. So that just goes to show you how far in the distance they are in terms of sports popular culture right now. It's nowhere to be found.
If I feel that this is the dog days of the NBA.
This should be the time where the XFL does launch and elevate.
No, but right. Wouldn't you think if I feel that way.
Yeah.
Isn't there a segment of the NBA fan base that goes, oh, my God, can we get this crap over with and just go to the playoffs? And am I the only person who thinks that?
See, I don't think so, because what your friend, Commissioner Adam Silver, did, which was brilliant, was you know what took place. I believe it was right after the bubble. I believe it was the first year was when Ja went against Steph. So now year three, the decision to go with the play-in game. I think that has made the NBA season down the stretch exciting.
The play-in game? I feel like some teams don't even give a rat's ass about no play-in game.
You know what?
They know they're going to suck, so they don't even care.
So in the West, the Rockets are going to be absolutely out of it. The other team, I'm trying to think who the other team is. It's not the Thunder.
In the West?
The Spurs and the Rockets are the teams that are not going to compete in the West.
They're not basketball team, sure.
Every other team is in contention to make the playoffs. That's what makes this so exciting. That's what makes the NBA stretch run now exciting.
I'm going to pop in and out, but everybody got about 20 games left. I got to be honest, I'm not interested. I'm going to watch. I'm going to pay attention as to what's going on, but I'm not completely sold on the conclusion of the NBA season. And, yeah, the West is packed out the hell. I mean, but when you look at the East, what is it? The Bucks, the Celtics? Like, are we expecting the Heat to go on some type of magical run? This is not easy. At this point of the NBA season, I have put down my complete fandom.
Yeah.
I have looked at March Madness.
Right.
I'm looking at NFL free agency, and I'm going to pop in here and there for the rest of these NBA games. That's just me.
That's fair, JR, but let's be real. Like, when we look at the landscape of college basketball, come on now. There is no Anthony Davis. There is no Zion Williamson. I understand Houston, you mentioned, last night, and rightfully so. They're the number one team in the country. JR, I don't think 99% of sports fans can name you one player on the Houston Cougars.
Oh, my God.
Come on. You know that.
That's disrespectful to end. But give it a few weeks. Okay. Give it a couple months, right?
All right. I mean, can Kansas repeat? Is that? I mean, what? Tell me the storyline in college basketball. I don't know that one exists outside of Alabama cutting corners. I don't know what else exists.
I don't want to. We can talk about the biggest headline in college basketball. Hey, Marco Belletti.
Yo.
The biggest headline in college basketball right now, unfortunately, is some guy in Alabama who had a gun and delivered it unknowingly to another guy. Am I correct?
Correct. Brandon Miller.
That's the biggest story in college basketball.
By far, not even close, unfortunately. That was the biggest story nationally of anything yesterday because, I mean, granted, there were no NBA games, but it doesn't matter. Even if there were, that was by far the biggest story of the day. Yeah.
How long is that going to be the case? Because I'm looking at the NBA. I'm going to see if anybody goes on a run, but I'm going to start paying attention to college basketball. And I tune in, and that's the biggest story. Like, it's the Cougars, to Shep's point. I don't know no damn Houston Cougars. I'm a learn, but I don't know who these guys are.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually the case with college. It's more of the uniform than it is the player. We kind of learn the players as we get into conference tournaments and we get into, March Madness itself and actually the tournament itself. So that's part of it, and that's yearly minus the years that, Shep was talking about, the Anthony Davises or the Zion Williamson, where it's all every night you know about it, and they're wild and it's crazy. But on the regular, normal year, it's more of the jersey uniform that we get into it. And unfortunately, this Miller story, it won't have crazy legs and it won't last for a really long time because that's the world we live in. And once we see, hey, Alabama's really good, we just kind of forget about that stuff. And it's messed up, but it's just the way we are.
So what's the deal? He helped deliver the weapon, but he didn't know the weapon was in his vehicle. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. And from what I looked at it, I mean, he had the weapon. It was in the car. he brought it there. Now, whether he knew for sure that he brought it, I mean, that okay. Now we're getting into the, you know, the vagueness. Right. And it was loaded. So, like, did he know it was loaded? Like, there's a lot of, I guess, moving parts in that. And I don't know because it's not like, you know, we had a chance to talk to any of them and we don't know exactly what the police are saying. But bottom line, he knew about the gun and he knew enough about it that it was there, that he was bringing it or whatever the case is. And somebody lost their life. And I don't, you know, look, me personally, I don't want to hear about 18. Well, I didn't know. I'm a kid. Stop. I mean, livelihoods are livelihoods. You don't know the point of a life like that. To me, it's a hard time justifying some of these lines that we're pushing. I realize it's not a crime, but that doesn't make it okay. So that's why this whole thing last night was, you know, with Nate Oates allowing him to play and, oh, he didn't commit a crime and, oh, there's nothing but. Yeah.
Listen, he should have been sat down. Like, at minimum, it doesn't matter if it's innocent, guilty, like, sit him down. Like, this is serious. Somebody died.
You know, the thing that I always say, Jared, like, I understand. You've talked to a lot of head coaches in any sport. So have I, right? We know that they're singular focused. We know that they're hyper focused. We know that sometimes that they block out basically everything else in the world and they're all about what's going on in their game or their field or their court or whatever it is, and their mind gets really narrow. I understand that. But you are a human being, right? So, like, at some point, did you step back and go, you know what? Look, I know how good this kid is. I understand how important he is for our team. I realize we're getting towards a stretch run. You know what? Let's give it a week or a couple of days. Yeah. Let's just sit down for a minute. Let's let everything settle a little bit for your sake and for ours, for everyone. It's better to let you sit and then bring you back than to play you too soon, because that could hurt you. And they never think big picture. They just look at it, we got a game tonight, let's play.
We got a game, we got to win, we got to make some money. I get it, they were in Gamecock country last night. The man was at the free throw line, and people were chanting, lock him up. And like, how much more do you need to think about and go, maybe we should sit him down? Some things are bigger than the game.
And that's the thing. I don't know if every coach, and I'm not going to speak for Oates, but like every coach, like do they realize that there's something bigger than this singular game? I'm not telling you to punt your season. I'm telling you for a day, for a game, sometimes you got to step back and go, look, we may not be able to beat South Carolina on Wednesday night.
Right.
But we're going to do something for the betterment of our program and our kid, because you are supposed to take care of your kid that's in your program for his sake. Maybe we let him sit back a little bit and let things kind of settle a little. Now, it's not great. And the fact that the way our world works, that after a week we forget, but for him, maybe that's better off for him, so that they don't chant, lock him up every time he goes to the free throw line. You know, can you let him settle a little bit too?
They only care about the fact that he scored 41 points and they walked away with a W. Hey, Marco, I keep my nose clean, but if I do something crazy, can you just shoot me a message and say, JR, stay your ass home?
Yes, I could do that. That's not a problem.
I appreciate that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not going to do nothing crazy, though. You can holler at me, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side, we will continue this conversation about Mr. Miller, the fact that he dropped 41 points last night. And then we're gonna talk about some of alcohol issues in professional sports? Yeah, we will.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being the show for the people. I stumbled on your show one night and I've been listening to it for about 2 months now. I drive trucks at night and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
A big shout out to all the truck drivers out there. Everybody moving all them products, all them goods, all them containers. They don't know what the hell is back there, but they moving it, and they getting paid. A big shout-out to all the truck drivers. It is the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, We had a conversation with our newsman, Marco Belletti, and we had a conversation, a short one, about Brandon Miller. If you don't know who the hell Brandon Miller is, you'll probably start hearing his name a whole lot more over the next several days, over the next several weeks. He is a star player for Alabama. No, not football, but Alabama basketball. Unfortunately, there was a young lady who was murdered recently, and one of his teammates, Darius Miles, was involved in that murder. He is a co-defendant in that case. And in the case of Brandon Miller, he allegedly, and not allegedly, because his lawyer pretty much says as much, he helped deliver the weapon to Darius and another gentleman by the name of Michael Davis, and he allegedly pulled the trigger. Here's a situation. Unfortunately, and I say unfortunately for Brandon Miller's case, he has continued to play. Last night against South Carolina, Alabama was up there and they won in overtime 78-76. Brandon Miller had a career high 41 points. Fans in South Carolina were shouting and chanting at this man, lock him up. If I were in charge, I wouldn't have him out there playing in the first place. It's not a matter of being innocent or guilty. It's a matter of being a distraction. It's a matter of being, hey, there's some things bigger than basketball. This is a serious matter. Even though you're a witness in this case, somebody died here. The young lady's family could not understand why he was out there balling out of control, and he's a part of this case. There are some things, a lot of things, that are bigger than just the game. They allowed him to play. He was out there, career high. Shep, what do you think about this matter? I'm still uncomfortable. I understand Alabama's perspective, which I think is very cheap and lazy to just say, hey, let him out there and play. He ain't do nothing. He didn't know. You know, just let him play. Where is there a little human decency to just let things be and give him time away?
It comes off as very insensitive to what happened to this young lady. It comes off as very business-minded. He should not have been out there. When you have fans who are student-athletes and they are chanting, lock him up, as if it's a political rally that Trump is somehow orchestrating and spearheading. It just has no place in the world of amateur sports. I understand it's a business with NIL and all that, but it just, to me, JR, when you said you felt like taking a shower last night after that game, after the 41-point performance, I felt dirty about that game as well.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Let's check in with some of the folks here. Obviously, the phone lines are lighting up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andrew is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, obviously, I'm an Alabama fan, but that has absolutely nothing to do with this. So, Brandon, he's 20, and he's innocent in this situation. I'm going to tell you why. Everybody is making it sound like he shot this girl too, and he never even touched the gun. The gun was not even registered to him. Frankly, I think that he didn't even know the gun was in the car. And you can go look at the article on Al.com. It says all the facts and stuff. But he didn't even – he just took his buddies to the bar. He didn't even stay because there was a long line. And then he went back. He was on his way to go get Darius, and then Darius grabbed his backpack out of the car and just ran off and shot. So,
well, here's let me help clarify a few things, Andrew. I wanna make clear one of the first things that you said that I have not said, or I haven't said, and I've also have not heard, is that everyone is making it seem like or making it sound like that he went and shot Brandon Miller, shot someone. I don't think that's the case at all. That's not something that I've heard. I think it's been very clear to many a people that that is not what did occur, but that he was a participant because the weapon was in a vehicle that he was asked to bring. It don't matter who shot. It doesn't matter if he did it, his friend did it, the basketball player did it, another teammate did it. He's involved. Okay? And I think for all of the distractions that are there, it is not that unreasonable to say something as simple as, we just gonna sit this one out for a minute. Because the basketball team doesn't have the cojones to do so, because they want to win games. They want to make sure that they are on top more so. They want to be more impressive than the Houston Cougars. They want to whoop ass with someone who Brandon Miller is ultimately expected to be a top five pick in the NBA draft. It's not that tough for an issue dealing with life and death to say, hey, sit this one out. I think it's best for everyone involved. Sit this one out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Alabama.
Evening, JR.
Thank you, Dave. Go ahead quickly. Got to go quick.
Hey, check this out. I'm going to make a quick comment here, and I want your input on it. He should have been suspended to the end of the season. If it was anyone else, he would have been charged as an accessory after the fact, because not only he provided the means, a young woman lost her life. A young man has no mother. And not only that, there should be a wrongful death suit filed against not just the university. Even if he was to go to the NBA, he should be sued as well, whatever team he plays for, because this was uncalled for. If he knew that gun was in there, he should have told his friend, go get it your damn self, because I'm not going to get involved in that. You want the gun, you come get it. I'm not part of it. And he also failed as a young man to inform not only his coach, but the authorities as well.
Okay.
He was wrong all the way from the beginning.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Alabama. If you want to go ahead and take a look at Brandon Miller's attorney, he made it very clear. He said Brandon Miller, he wasn't involved in the exchange in any way. He never knew that illegal activity involving the gun would occur. That don't matter. We're going to talk more about this on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Brief Productions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.